Hello again, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry, here to talk with you more about Passover and another video that adds, supplements, information, in this case more of an idea that I might not have time to present when I am talking about the Passover or showing a Passover Seder demonstration in a church or another setting where I'm teaching. And so thankful for you joining us here today to learn more about Passover and the Passover Seder. I am Paul Scharf with the Friends of Israel, as I mentioned. If you're watching this right at the time that I'm making it, I invite you to join Friends of Israel for an online Passover Seder on Maundy Thursday. That's April 1st, 6 p.m. Central Time, I should say. I hope to have you there. You can register there online at foi.org/Passover. If you need to register, I have to look back and see if you need to, but I'm sure you can figure that out. Hope you can join us. And you can also always find much more information here on my page on sermonaudio.com. You can also contact me through a variety of means. Here's some information on the back of our prayer card, and you can do it also very simply by contacting me here through sermonaudio.com. All right, so in this is going to be a very short lesson. We're going to talk about more of the background of Passover, Christ our Passover. Christ our Passover Lamb has been sacrificed, 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 tells us. And in this lesson, we're going to think about the enormity of Passover, because there is so much to learn about the Passover and the Passover Seder in Israel's biblical past, in her strategic present, in her prophetic future. There's so much to learn from the biblical text. There's so much to learn from Jewish culture and history. But of course, this is not just a cultural celebration. We're not just doing a sociological experiment here. We want to understand the scriptures. We want to understand the significance of what Jesus did when he celebrated Passover on the night in which he was betrayed with his disciples. And in order to do that, to amplify our understanding of these things, we want to delve into Jewish culture and history. And here's the thing, friends, when we do that, this is an enormous subject. So this is something that's really struck me that I've really learned since I've been studying the Passover Seder to prepare to present it, to demonstrate it in churches, to just teach on the Passover. Friends, if I were a pastor or if I were teaching in one location, and that's sort of what I'm doing here via sermon audio, but you know, if I were a pastor leading up to a Passover Seder demonstration, I could speak for months about the Passover and the meaning, the significance, the symbolism, the history, all of these things. I could, you know, to prepare for us to be thoroughly prepared to then do something like watch the Passover Seder demonstration. And then, friends, a Passover Seder demonstration can go 5 hours in a Jewish home. And so when someone says, oh, tonight we're going to have a Passover Seder demonstration, come and watch and enjoy and see what it's like to learn about the Passover Seder. In fact, we're going to demonstrate how Christ is found in the Passover. Well, that's wonderful, but realize you're seeing a snapshot. You're not learning everything there is to learn about the Seder. Now, maybe we don't need to learn everything, or maybe we could never learn everything that there's to learn in terms of Jewish life about the Seder. No one can, because the Seder has gone around the world. As the Jewish people have been dispersed around the world into more than 100 countries, and it's gone on for 3,400 years, more than 3,400, but since 1445 BC, the date is used in the MacArthur Study Bible. Friends, think of our Thanksgiving by comparison. Here in the United States, this year will be the 400th anniversary of the first Thanksgiving. Now, if someone said, I'm going to tell you all about Thanksgiving, I'm going to tell you about the history, the pilgrims, their context, their background, their crossing the Atlantic, their coming to America. Some of you know this is another one of my passions, so I like to talk about both of these things. But someone said, I'm going to tell you all about the pilgrim history and the first Thanksgiving and how Thanksgiving has been celebrated since and how it's celebrated in an American household today. Notice, an American household. We could talk about many different ways Thanksgiving is celebrated. You know, and we're going to talk about this and we're going to demonstrate it and we're going to set the table and show how this is done and it'll only take 30 minutes. You say, well, you're only going to get a tiny, tiny little segment of Thanksgiving in 30 minutes, right? The history, meaning, significance of Thanksgiving. Now, Passover is a lot like Thanksgiving. It's a celebration. There's a feast. There's a meal. There's family time. It's a holiday. So many apt comparisons can be drawn there. But here's one thing very different, friends. It doesn't go back 400 years. It goes back 3,400 plus years. It's in the Old Testament. It's in the New Testament. Jesus celebrated Passover. He forever changed the meaning of Passover for Christians. It was celebrated in the early church. It's been celebrated down through history. It's celebrated by Jewish people all around the world within their customs, within their traditions. So when we say, tonight we're going to present the Passover Seder, you're just getting a snapshot, friends. So when I go into a church and I have, say, 30 to 40 minutes to do a Passover Seder demonstration, that's not enough time for us to learn everything, even that we should know, just should know basics about these issues. So that's why I'm doing this series of videos. And that's why I've done this particular video, because you can see I don't even have time to say all of this to emphasize the point when I'm doing this before a church or before a group or in a class. So I wanted to talk here about how huge this subject is, how big it is, how vast, how incredible. And I hope along the way you see my enthusiasm, my fascination for all that I'm learning about how gigantic it truly is. Well, just a brief lesson on the enormity of the issue, the subject of the Passover. Thank God, as Christians, we celebrate Christ, our Passover. Thanks for joining us, and may God bless you, and keep listening for more about the Passover and the Passover Seder and Christ, our Passover, as we continue these introductory videos that supplement, that augment, that amplify teaching opportunities that I have in the local churches. That's why I'm producing these right now. Lord willing, I'll keep making more. God bless you. Thank you.